Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 8th of November. Mediums and Familiar Spirits. The Lord, through His servant Moses, commanded the children of Israel, saying, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God, Yahweh Elohim." In this statement, the Lord identified engagement with mediums and familiar spirits as being an approach to navigating life, which is an alternative to walking according to the will of God through fellowship in the name of the Lord. Some commentators have suggested that a familiar spirit was the spirit of a person who was conjured from the dead by a medium or witch through a form of magic known as necromancy. Through this process of consulting the dead, they claimed to obtain revelations regarding the future. This wicked practice is related to the broader custom of ancestral worship, which persists in some cultures today. This and other forms of demonic ritualism in the church brings those who participate in them under the severe judgment of God. To better understand familiar spirits, consider the example of the witch of Endor, whom King Saul consulted in order to inquire of the deceased prophet Samuel. The scriptures recorded, "Then Saul said to his servants, 'Find me a woman who is a medium, that is, has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her.' And his servants said to him, 'In fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. This woman was known among the people by the works that she performed because of her familiar spirit.'" Significantly, the familiar spirit was not the spirit of an ancestor, as some commentators have proposed. Rather, it was an unclean spirit that enabled and inspired her witchcraft. The references used in today's devotions are Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, and 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. For further study, Deuteronomy chapter 18.